Good morning. Again, I count it a privilege to be here and to be invited. And I want to thank Papa Dennis for the wonderful and kind words that you've spoken about me. And just from bottom of my heart, I take nothing for granted. Just want to thank you that you've been hospitable to us who come very far and be part of you. It's not easy just hosting people from a different culture, and you have opened up your homes and your hearts to each one of us. And on behalf of other people who may not have the opportunity and the privilege to speak from here, we just want to say a big thank you, and may the Lord continue to bless you abundantly. This morning, we are trusting that God will speak to our hearts, and we want to allow Him to speak. I believe that God has a seasonal word for every time. And when God gives you an opportunity like this one, you want to be attentive to what God is saying and speaking to His people. And I just want to encourage you this morning that you haven't come here accidentally. You've come because God led you to be here today. My prayer for each one of you this morning that somehow, somewhere, you may get the word that God has for you. I believe with all my heart that today will be a turning point for a number of us in terms of how God deals with His people. I believe this morning that you walk out of this building and remember that particular day God spoke to my heart. And Father, we just pray that you come among us today. We pray that God, you bring your word to each one of us. We word for you that God, you speak to us because you know each one of us by name. And I ask you, dear Holy Spirit, bring forth the kingdom of God. I humble myself before you. And may it please you, O God, to speak in and through me. May you touch somebody today. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm really overwhelmed by the word of God today. And I believe God has something for each one of us. It's kind of when you're in this church, you want to say like, Jacob, I didn't know that this is the house of the Lord. You're kind of standing in an open heaven. God is giving you a glimpse of what is happening there as you worship. Today I want to turn our Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 1. Verse 8 and 18. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as a priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. When the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of the incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. It will be a joy and a delight to you, and men will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, yes, and as a disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah asked, how can I be sure? This morning I've entitled my message that it's never too late with God. It's never too late with God. Basically, today I just want to encourage and to speak to those of us who feel somehow like our prayers are not heard. Somehow those of us who feel that we've been praying for this long and we don't hear our prayer being answered. Some of us who have been frustrated with Christianity and waiting on the Lord and wondering whether that will ever happen. I want to speak to us and bring the word of encouragement. As we are taught in this passage of scripture that Zechariah and his wife were of the priesthood, and for that matter, of that highest order. Time and again, they would change which priesthood would go and minister before the Lord. As a matter of fact, there were about 24 divisions, and each one of them had to do it twice per year. Unless when they had a big festival like a Pentecost, Passover, the Feast of Tabernacle, then all the priests would be present to do the work of the ministry. It was at this event time came for Zechariah to do that which they've always done, to go and serve in the house of the Lord, to go and minister. But we are taught in this passage of scripture that Zechariah and his wife were righteous. They were devoted men. They were also advanced in age. They were looking and praying, but for one reason or the other, they didn't have a child. So as the time came, Zechariah went to do the usual stuff. As he walked building the worshipers and the prayer warriors under the place, because you need to understand that it was not easy to go in the Holy of Holies. They had to tie a bell on your leg so that it keep ringing to know whether you're still alive. Because you are entering into the Holy of Holies, carrying the sin of people and pleading with God that God would show mercy and kindness to his people. And for whatever reason, this particular day, the unusual happened. He went to do the usual thing, but the unusual happened. Yeah. While they are waiting, they waited and waited, and they know something has happened. He had an encounter with an angel. He had an encounter with an angel, and they have a conversation and talking with an angel, and outside they're wondering what could have happened with Zechariah. Has he been killed? What has gone wrong? They waited and waited, and they couldn't understand what's going on. But in the meantime, Zechariah is having this heavenly encounter with an angel, and an angel comes, Zechariah, don't be afraid, for your prayers have been answered. For your prayers have been answered. Your wife is going to have a child. And Zechariah talks to and fro with the Lord, and when he starts doubting, the Lord says, you're doubting me. You're not going to speak for a while. And all of a sudden, when he comes out from the Holy of Holies, everybody is surprised and they're wondering, this guy can't speak anymore because he had an encounter with God. God has come to answer his prayer. Today I submit to you that it's never too late with God. Let me share with you three lessons that we pick from this story. Number one, God interrupts history to begin his story. God interrupts history to begin his story. You need to understand that at this point in time, there's been 400 years without hearing the voice of God. The children of Israel were used to have prophets and to hear the voice of God. These are what years the theologian would call the silent period, the dark period. Because no word of the Lord had been spoken and everything was running, and they came accustomed to the usual thing. They custom that the priest would go in the temple and pray for them. They came accustomed to the issue that they were in control and in charge of the temple. They came accustomed to everything that it's time as usual is going to go inside and come back. Yet God had a plan in his mind. I came to announce that God interrupts history to begin his story. They thought they were in control. They thought they were doing the usual. God said, it's not the usual today. It's the unusual. It is the unusual. I've come to begin something here. He says, I've come to interpret history, to interrupt it and begin my story. I'm beginning the era of grace upon grace. It is a time that I'm changing my story, that you've been waiting time and again. You've been waiting for that voice. Here is a voice is coming. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. God is beginning a story of grace upon grace for upon. He interrupts history to begin his story. He interrupts the usual to begin the unusual. He interrupts the normal to bring something which is normal. What are you expecting? The unexpected. He's the God of all flesh. I control the universe, the world. Even if it looks like men and women are controlling, I've never left the world on its own. Agenda. I've got a story. I've got something I want to accomplish. When the fullness of time comes, God interrupts history. One day, Moses wakes up in the morning. He says, it's time to set God's people free. It's time for me to see my vision come to pass. He walks and he finds the children of Israel are suffering and are doing all these kinds of work, and they start arguing as they fight with the Egyptian. He tries to fight back, and all of a sudden he kills the Egyptian, thinking that his people would know that God has sent him. The next day he goes there. The other Israel tells me, you want to kill me just the way you killed an Egyptian. Moses ran into the wilderness. He spent 40 days, 40 years in the wilderness. When he had vigor and energy and power and excitement to do the work of the word of the Lord, at age 40, they denied him an opportunity. He went into the wilderness, spent another 40 years, and he had forgotten about deliverance. He had forgotten about everything. He became a shepherd. He was shepherding the sheep. Time and again. Time and again. Time and again. One particular day he thought it would be as usual. That was unusual. As he went to shepherd the flock, he saw a burning bush. Yet it was not burning and being consumed. As he walked towards there, he heard the voice calling him. He said, Moses, Moses. He says, who are you? He says, I'm the God of your father, Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Take your shoes, you're standing on the holy ground. This is a momentous time, a defining moment. It's not time as usual. It is unusual. I've come to interrupt history, to begin my story of again. And the Lord, Lord, what are you talking about? Now I've grown, I'm 80 years now. I'm 80 years, I wish. He says, it is time to step into your destiny. I never made you just to be a shepherd for the sheep. I prepared you for 40 years so that I can grow your heart. You can know how to carry my people. Your destination is to be a shepherd of my people, to go and pull them from Israel, from Egypt to the promised land. You were meant to die in this wilderness, the sheep. You were meant to go and bring deliverance, because I'm God ready to begin my story. Oh, let's go. What are you talking about? He says, I was preparing you for such a time like this. When you wanted to deliver my people, you were not ready. You're not ready. I have to deal with you until the fullness of time had come. Until 30 years had come. Then I knew you were ready because you're relying on yourself. You're going to rely on me. God interrupts history. I remember 6 years ago, as a young man, full of energy, believing God for an exciting moment. I've told this story again and again because it changed my life. It changed everything. Here we are, excited, building the structure, thinking we're going to do something, we're going to go there. And all of a sudden, always thinking it's going to be as usual. I'm going to have these people around me. I'm going to have the praise around me. I'm going to have the money around me. Things are going to work the way they've worked the past years and years. All of a sudden, God interrupted history to begin his story. Beloved, God came down. Everything I was expecting was smashed to nothing. People ran away. People rejected me. People spoke of evil. As much as it was painful, out of the ashes, God began his story. Out of frustration, God began his story. After, out of being disappointed, God began his story. He began. He said, young man, now I begin my story in your life. When I look back 6 years down the line, beloved, it's been great. It's been wonderful. It gets better and better and better because God is a God who interrupts history. I don't know about you today. Maybe things have been running as but I want you to know that our God controls history. He steps into our situation to begin his story with us because we are men and women with a destiny and a destiny that emanates from God himself. And at appropriate time will come. And Zechariah is busy doing the things he's always done. And God is adding my story. It's not as business as usual. Out of all the disappointment and the frustration and the discouragement, out of many failures we may have had, God is about to begin a story in this year of grace and double perfection. Secondly, not only does God interrupts history to begin his story. God will never forget your prayers. And God is being specific with Zechariah. He goes there, he says, oh, he's startled, he's afraid. He says, what's happening today? What's going on? And the angel of the Lord says, your prayers have been answered. Your prayers have been answered. Probably in the mind of Zechariah is saying, which prayers? I just pray for the people here. I haven't been praying. You know, I prayed when I was energetic about having a child. I prayed when we just got married after 2 years. We prayed for a child. When I saw other friends of mine when I was having babies and I was not having babies, we prayed and fasted. Which prayers are you talking about? Oh my God.
is a God of specifics. He says, your prayers answered. In case you're doubting which prayer, your wife, Elizabeth, will have a child. Are you kidding? I'm on college. I no longer dream about that. How dare you say your prayers are being answered now? I wish when I was maybe younger, but now. And God, it's that prayer. Prayer you came broken with your little wife in the temple, crying on your knees. And God, it, you offer it pointed and you pray right now all night. It's that have been answered. Listen, people of God, God will never forget your prayers. Those prayers you've offered in times of brokenness and disappointment and frustration, you've come in the house of the Lord and cried and you've wept here time and again. Probably have been wondering, your prayers will never be forgotten. He said it's those prayers you prayed when you were broken. It's those prayers you prayed when everyone was laughing at you. It's those prayers when your boss fired you from employment. It's those prayers you prayed when you didn't have any space anywhere to go. When you cried and knelt and wept the whole day long. It's those prayers. They reached heaven. They reached heaven. Amen. They reached heaven. And one day Cornelius, he thought it was time as usual again. They gather, and the angel of the Lord appeared. He says, your prayers have been heard. Your prayers have become a memorial before the Lord. I came to prophesy to somebody today. May your prayers be answered in this year of double grace and double perfection. May all that you've prayed for and cried for come to pass in this year, because it's a God who will never forget your prayers. Every prayer that has been prayed become a memorial before the Lord. You need to understand, beloved, at this point in time, Zechariah could have even stopped praying about that. He's grown past the urge. And he's wondering, maybe God didn't just want to answer me. But God knew it's reached him. Maybe you've been praying. You've been seeking God for something. You've been wanting that breakthrough. And you're at the verge of giving up. You say, I don't know whether this will ever happen to me. I'm telling you today, God will never forget your prayer. He remembers in specific terms. It comes to that. Say, it's your prayers. When you prayed for a child that I heard and your prayers have been answered. It is us prayer. May this year be the year of your answered prayer. May this year, the year of double grace and perfection, be the year that your prayers be answered. May this year the Lord remembers you. And I came to speak and to encourage you that prayer, every tear that comes from you is never gone unnoticed. God sees that. And at a proper time, he says, your prayers have been answered. May this year be that profound, that be the year that your dreams and vision and cry come to pass, because the year of double grace, double perfection. It is the year and you don't. It says, I'm beginning something new, Zechariah. You don't hear it. You don't get it. It's an era of grace. This one will be a forerunner for somebody to bring grace from Lord to grace. It's time I'm beginning something. Your prayers have been
answered. Oh my God. May you answer somebody's prayer today. May this year be a year that you wrap around that very thing you prayed for. May this be the year when you look back, you say, indeed, my prayers were answered. This is the year of the Lord. He's already spoken and declared it. It's a year for double grace. And some of you, you ask your question, why does God delay? Preacher, you don't understand anything. You don't know for how long I've prayed, for how long I've cried. You understand literally nothing. You don't know what it means to be in my situation. You don't know what it means to wait for this long. Why does God seem to delay? Why does the door then seem to open? I guess Zechariah was in that position at one point or the other. He was wondering why God could not give him a child. He was a priest of the high order, a respected man which people looked up to time and again, and for one reason, like the prayer was not being answered. And many of us might be in that position today and saying, I've prayed for all these years. I've waited for the Lord for all these years. Why does God not seem to answer? Here's the third reason. God has the perfect timing for your breakthrough. God has the perfect timing for your breakthrough. It's never too late with God. It's never too late with God. You may feel like your request is delayed, but be assured God is in control. At the right time, your prayers will be answered. Some of you might think the door is closed. The door is not closed. God is waiting for that moment. You need to understand that in God's economy, whatever God does is directly related to His great plan for this earth. Every answered prayer is connected to that which God is doing on planet Earth. Zechariah could have wanted a child when he was 20, probably. He could have wanted a child when he was still young. He could have wanted a child when everybody was having kids around. But God was waiting for the moment that John the Baptist should be 6 months older than Jesus to announce the year. He has the perfect timing. The Bible declares in His own time, He makes all things beautiful. Don't give up on faith. God has the perfect timing, because whatever God does is connected to His purpose. When we wanted, when we cried, God knew the right time to answer our prayers, because God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of all. He's a God of perfect timing. With God, it's never too late. I don't know for how long you've prayed, for how long you've waited. It's never too late with God. I don't know how many times you've been denied that access, that opportunity, that job, that increment. I don't know how many times the door seemed to be shut on your face. I don't know how many times. But know this. Creator God has the perfect timing. When the fullness of time comes, you are unstoppable. When the fullness of time comes, God opens. God knew that the right time for Zechariah to have a child would be the time when the Messiah would be born. Because he was supposed to be the forerunner, to go and announce in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the word of the Lord. Prepare ye the word of the Lord.
He was to announce, to make an announcement for the coming of the Lord. And God knew the right time to open that door. It's always on time. It's never, never too late. Never be discouraged. When others are having breakthrough, yours is about to come. Because it's always on time. Every answer is connected to His perfect plan. How do I wrap up this? My story again. We prayed. I was looking for support from the U.S., from my friends around. Busy wanting to build this structure. Everybody knows back home, he has friends in United States, he has friends in UK, he has friends in Australia, he has friends in South Africa. So building is not a big issue. We prayed. We talked with different people. We showed all kinds of things we wanted to show. We persuaded, we pleaded. Money never came. So we mobilized the resources within. And starting to build a structure with the pain and the disappointment and the frustration. My friends are not helping me. My friends are not coming to my help. My friends are not supporting me. My friends are not coming. Let me give the little half. Everything the little I have. Everything. Oh God, we fasted. Why are you not listening? Why are you not opening? Why, oh God? God, oh God, oh God, oh God. But he who has the perfect timing knew that one day that building will come down. He knew exactly that there will come a time when those who surrounded me will run away. When there will be no money in the coffers. When there will be no money. And God kept that door more like shut for such a time. That when such a moment comes, oh, the psalmist says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where help comes from? My help comes from God. God knew there will be a moment when you need that money. God knew there will be a moment when you went to school. God knew there will be a moment when you were what you will not. There and kept the block for fullness of time. God, yeah. Listen, somebody. Whatever you may think, it's a closed door. It is a setup. God knows the end from the beginning. It knows that at the appropriate time, you need that door. You need that breakthrough. And kept it for you. So that when the fullness of time comes, when people will be saying, it is finished, God will be saying, I'm beginning my story. God wants to begin a story with you. God wants to begin a story with you. God wants to begin a new chapter with you. At this point in time when you feel like you've done everything, you've prayed, God is saying, I'm not finished yet. I'm beginning my story with you. It's never late with God, never too late with Him. Is always on time. Never feel that you've been abandoned. Father God will never abandon you. He will never, never, never abandon you. If while we were sinners, He sent His Son Jesus to die for us, how much more now that we've been reconciled with Him, can God withhold any good from us? You're not abandoned.
with God, it's never too late. This morning, I don't know where you are in your walk with the Lord. Maybe you've given up. Maybe it's time for you to come before the Lord and say, Lord, renew my faith again. It's never too late with you. I can believe you again. I can trust you again. Oh God, I stopped. I thought it's the time is gone. Now today I realize the time is not gone. As long as still I have this breath, a miracle is still waiting for me. As long as I can wake up every day, a miracle is still waiting for me. Or maybe you've been believing God, you've been praying. Never quit your prayer. May this year be the year of double grace of your answered prayer this year. Let's all stand to our feet. Bless you. Father, we thank you for your word. We know for sure that your word will never return void. We know your word will never return void. We know as we gather this morning in this auditorium, we represent different issues, circumstances, and situations. Lord, you know each one of us by name in this place. You know the issues that we are facing. You know those of us who feel crushed and frustrated and abandoned and neglected. You know those of us who are feeling like God is very far from us. I pray this morning, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you come among us and assure us of your grace, that it's never too late with you. That you are a God who has the perfect timing for our situation. This morning, I'm challenging you and inviting you in whatever area you feel God is spoken to you and you want to respond. Probably you've been saying, oh God, what is this happening? It could be that God has been just starting a story in your life. I know when God begins a story, you may not understand everything. But would you come and say, God, give me more grace to understand what you're doing, what you're up to in my life. Maybe you could be in a situation where you feel like, oh God, it's been too long. Father God says, I want to give you grace, faith to hold on. I have the perfect timing. I'm asking you to come up front here. If you want a prayer that we pray with you right now, just come up front. God will minister to us in his grace. In his love. Oh, la masataka. Oh, la mama sata ya mama. Oh, ya mama 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 maseke ya mama. Oh, ya mama mama.